Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10th, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
I don't know if you guys saw this. Here's the other thing that goes on in this sick world. And you know what? We got to wear like gloves every day now. The other day, there was a video. I don't know if you guys saw it. An Amazon delivery person delivers a package, then spits on it and was caught on camera because most houses now have a camera in front of your house. Almost everybody's got a Ring or whatever the hell it's called. You know, we've got one too, which kind of compounds the whole issue. Like, how stupid are you to do something like right in front of the house where they've got cameras? Okay, so I can better this. And this is what I'm, this is such a bad look for Amazon because this is happening more often. Amazon has got a problem with drivers leaving bodily fluids with packages. The latest outrage footage comes from Maryland where a Ring camera caught a driver peeing on a homeowner's lawn, driveway, and sidewalk last weekend as he stood outside his cargo van. Now, we're told the reason for the driver's outdoor urination was he locked himself out of his van and apparently couldn't hold it any longer. And as you can see, the driver looks around seemingly to make sure the coast is clear before deciding to take a leak right there and then. The full Ring footage shows the driver guy dropped off the package when he got back to his van and he realized he locked himself out, so he had to call for help. Unfortunately, nature also called while he waited and he couldn't hold it. Now, in this guy's defense, in the middle of this pandemic, homeowners might understandably be less likely to let him in their home to use a bathroom. I mean, there's a part of me that has a little sympathy because, brother, when you got to go, you got to go. One of those kind of deals.
Yeah, it isn't like you could just jump in the truck and, you know, drive 3 miles down to Burger King or whatever and jump out. You know, like, yeah, you got to go, man. It's like now.
But it's like right on the driveway. Couldn't you like go find an alley next to the house?
On the side of the building, right?
At the side of the house or something. Just try to hide.
A tree, a bush.
No, it's this guy's like right dead center in the driveway peeing. Just like right there. You know? He delivered it faster than Prime. I mean, come on. Pee into the gas tank. That might help out a little bit. No, that wouldn't actually. That's pretty, that's a screwed up story. And Amazon's got a problem, man. They're just hiring to hire because there's too many of these guys out there that are screwing things up. I saw that story of that woman that bought a kiddie pool for her daughter. And so they delivered it and it was on her doorstep. And some lady just drives up to her house, sees the package. I think they're called package pirates, I think they're called, or porch pirates or something like that. And she pulls up, grabs the package, and puts it in her car and drives away. And then there was a good Samaritan that saw the story, and he owns pools. So he went and, you know, was able to obviously contact the woman. And they, out of the kindness of their hearts, they went and built a pool for him and put an out, you know, an above ground pool for the lady. Because she's a nurse. She's working all day. So she wanted something for her child. And, you know, it's like, why would you go onto somebody's yard and steal their package? I mean, seriously, come on, man. Can we have some common decency in this world? Just a little bit. Just a tiny bit of common decency, please. Poor woman's working hard all day.